Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to a CE interview brought to you by ShareTalk. My name is Nick Moose-Batsford. Today I am joined by the one and only Mr. Jason Brewer, CEO of Marula Mining. Jason, Happy New Year.
And to you too, Moose.
I said to you off camera that you're the only Charlton fan I like. I know that you're in a rush because you're off to Kenya this evening. I interviewed you in November of last year. The share price then was 9p. You're up to about 14 pence. The sort of big headlines looking back at my notes were that you were looking for going to Aquis into the AIM market. So perhaps we could talk about that. The three key takeaways I took from the last interview was 2023 was going to be all about copper, lithium, and your relationship with Q Global Commodities, your big backers. Right, let's kick off. Over to you. I'm a pretty happy shareholder for a start because the shares are 14 pence. What's going on with the listing to kick off with?
Listings, we're doing three listings at the moment for Marula. So we're doing a dual listing on the Nairobi Stock Exchange.
Okay.
Should go through end of this month, first week of April. We'll be the first listing on that exchange for a number of years and the first ever mining company to be listed on there. So
wow,
that's going to be incredibly well received. We're very positive about that. We're completing a further dual listing in South Africa, which we expect to follow very quickly after that.
Understood.
The listing here in London, it's moving from Aquis to the main board, to the standard list of the London Stock Exchange. So we're bypassing AIM. Tomorrow we've got a general meeting. We're approving issues of shares to Q Global Commodities, which will take our market cap over 30 million pounds.
Right.
So we meet the threshold to trade on the standard list of the London Stock Exchange. Greater exposure, greater credibility.
Liquidity,
the lot. So that's happening. I'd suggest that gets completed in April now.
Well, that's pretty exciting, right?
Yeah, it's taken far longer than it should have, to be honest.
These things do, right?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of work with both lawyers, technical consultants, accountants, but we're thereabouts. So yeah, that'll be a big change, big liquidity event, I think, for shareholders to see the volumes increase. But I think the recognition for the company that exchange provides will be the main takeaway for me.
Understood. Okay, so in terms of the projects, you were talking about copper and lithium. Headlines for 2023 and 2024?
Yeah, 2024, lithium, we've made a world first there. The processing technology that we've applied, it's a bit, you know, Terminator-like. It's AI, right, algorithms, sorting, dry sorting technology. We're the first company in the world to use that successfully at our Blesbo lithium mine. That's with one of the units. It's called a Rados XRF sorter. We're due to get the next unit over the course of this month. That will materially increase capacity and allow us to be producing that 5.5%, 6.5% lithium oxide material, making sales into the international market. So Blesberg lithium, the big play. There's going to be a couple of other lithium projects coming in on the back of that in South Africa. We're consolidating our position. We've got, I guess, a bit of a first mover position in South Africa, so we're going to take advantage of that. Copper up in Tanzania at our Kanusi project. We've recently appointed a new general manager in South Africa, Yana, who used to be the general manager of a big copper operation down there in the Northern Cape. She's re-looking at our copper project, and we're looking at a much improved processing technology, and that's going to come to the fore over the course of March and April. So the copper's looking pretty good there.
Okay.
Certainly this year.
I see that you've doing some work now in Kenya?
Yeah, look,
An RNS, a few headlines.
Yeah,
we've
actually entered into an agreement to acquire interest in a producing manganese mine. So manganese, another one of those battery metals.
Right.
It's an operation which first started producing back in 2012. So it's quite exciting. We've got product already in stockpiles ready to sell.
Right.
And it'll be starting to generate a cash flow over the course of this month, and then obviously moving forward at much expanded rates. So we're bringing up new processing mining equipment, which will get there mid to late April and allow us to increase production to 5,000 to 10,000 ton a month, which is, you know, good earnings for us.
Right.
So we're quite excited about that. We've got graphite in Kenya as well, which we've applied for, and that's in addition to all the mining licenses we have just in neighboring Tanzania. So graphite as well, second half of this year is going to be a big thing for Marula.
Okay. Shareholdings. You've always had skin in the game. Are you still the major shareholder?
I am up until tomorrow.
Right.
When Q Global and it's always good to be replaced as a major shareholder by one of South Africa's self-made billionaires. So I'll pass the mantle to him to be the major shareholder, right. But I'll be the second largest shareholder and be looking to increase my position over the course of this year.
But this time last year, you were very excited about this tie-up. Has it worked as well as you thought it would?
Yeah, look, we've at the Blesberg mine, the lithium mine there, we've been able to bring in brand new equipment,
right,
which has transformed the operation, both mining and processing. And that in itself has been fantastic. Also through them, we were able to fund an exploration program and mining development program, $1.75 million, drilling results due soon, assay results due soon, resource on that project due soon. So it's really allowed us to move forward and actually develop the project properly.
Right.
Not like many junior companies, which are always looking over the shoulder as to
where
they're going to raise their next money.
And the shareholders are for the next place, aren't they?
Absolutely. So we've had that in place. That's given us a bit of confidence moving forward across all the projects. And I think 2024 with him coming on the board as well. So coming on the board in a non-executive capacity, his experience, his kind of guidance for me, I think is going to be quite important too.
So I'm a shareholder. I'm on a great run. My fill position, I'm long, made some money. Further upside 2024?
Yeah, look, this time last year, we didn't have the manganese mine. So that's going to be providing cash flow, good margins and the ability to expand. The copper coming on in the second quarter of this year. The graphite coming on late in the second half of this year. And the Blesberg lithium mine increasing its production, generating more cash flow, low cost, with an offtake agreement, which literally we've finalized. I've just been in meetings today, just finalized. There was a few tweaks we had to do with the new offtake partner. All sorted out now. So RNS come out on that one. So that'll be very positive, I'm sure.
An upside share target with my hedge fund hat on.
Well, that's for you to decide. Oh, look, if you look at the earnings profile for this business on the manganese, on the graphite, on the copper, and on the lithium, all of which should be coming through towards the end of this year. You know, each project raising it each and every time. You know, look, we're undervalued already. And that's before you start getting that cash flow and those earnings out there. So, yeah, I think our mate Zach's given us a target over the course of this month and next up to 18, and then over and above that past the 25 pence mark, which is still pretty cheap for what we've got.
Right. Finally, anything sort of that's going to almost stop you going down that positive story, that positive path? Is there anything, are there any worries?
Probably me being over ambitious.
Right.
I'll be fair. You know, I expect things.
Well, you always come in here like a whirlwind, don't you? You're always short of time.
Yeah, I am. When I come to London, I always try and kind of maximize my time. So I'm always seeing people.
Yeah.
And that's what people would expect from me as the CEO. But no, as I look forward, it's about people keeping up, I think. That's the challenge we face.
Keeping up with you?
Keeping up with the company. I think as a company, we've made a number of key appointments over the past couple of months to show that we're expanding our business. And you need the resources internally to deliver.
Yep.
The challenge is dealing with external parties.
Yep.
And them actually keeping up with us and with our timeframes, because we're moving quickly, unashamedly. We're not taking shortcuts. We're doing it properly. But you know, getting people to deliver against our timeframes and my timeframes, which I speak with shareholders about. I say, we're expecting this on this day. I don't just come up with that. That's something based upon our discussions. But invariably, you know, people are challenged to keep up with us because we've got such an aggressive growth plan, and unashamedly so.
Well, on that note, I wish you a safe journey back to Kenya. 9 hours on an aeroplane. Get some rest.
Thanks very much, mate. It's always good
to see
you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.